Hello everyone. So here I am with yet another podcast. And I know I just disappear for some time. And when finally the few people that listen to my podcast start believing that she has stopped making podcast, I come like a surprise and there I post another episode. But I think, okay, the clarification. I think this is something that I do because I enjoy doing it. Not that I don't enjoy other things, but you know, there are certain things that you just do, you just love to do when it comes from the inside. You don't pressurize yourself for doing certain things, and there's no deadline for it, and you just do it when you actually feel like doing it. And creating podcasts has been one of the things that I actually like, and I do whenever, even if someone asks me, or you know, there's this, when you start doing something and then you start feeling like a pressure or something in your head that you have to continue doing it. But with podcasts, this never happened to me. I have always made a new episode whenever I felt like. So yeah, this I'm sorry for someone who was actually waiting, if someone was, because now today I actually have something that I want to talk about. And actually it's a question, and I have a question for everyone who's going to listen to this podcast. And I actually would like to request you to think over it, because you know, there are certain words that we use in our day-to-day lives with the people that we interact with, but there are words that we just, these words we have just learned and we are just using them. We might not have even thought about why or what does that mean or what is our definition of that word. And today there is one such word, and I feel like this has a very, very beautiful meaning and a different meaning for everyone in their mind. And the word is love. So what is love for you? The question. So I'm asking the question is in the beginning, because if you get bored throughout, so you, I just want you to think over it. So the question is, what is love for you? And I don't think that love is just, love is something that I cannot define, honestly. I don't have a definition for love. It's just something that you can feel. And I know, obviously, if you Google it or if you ask from someone, everybody would have their own definition. But I'm a person, I don't have a definition for love. It's just something that I feel. It's just something that I feel for someone that I'm really close to. I don't know that I, how do I even say it? It's, you know, when you actually talk about such things, and then you, maybe I am a little dumb or whatever, but I feel like whenever you actually talk about such things, you realize that there are a lot of such things that you have never even thought about. And when you talk about them, then you get to know that, okay, you don't have a definition for it. So now, this question I have given to you, so when you, if you start listening to it, I'd really like you to think over it. But the thing, the reason that this, the thought of this, making this episode came into my mind is, you know, every day something happens, something or the other happens, and some days you notice, some days you don't, and the day you know, days you notice, you realize that there is a lot of love. Like, you know, nowadays there's a lot happening in the world, and whenever you are down, whenever I'm not going to go into all that politics or stuff, or the, you know, the world affairs that's going on, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about today's maybe you can say today's generation or today's life, because I feel like everyone is somewhere, everyone feels low at some point. And I'm a person who, if you have heard the previous podcast, and you'll know that I feel whenever, you know, I feel a lot of such things. And there are times when I feel really low, when I feel like there's nobody for me and all of such stuff. And I'm sure that there would be a lot of people who feel the same. And when such some things happen that I'll share with you, that's when I started to realize that, you know, okay, when you're upset or when you're sad, then you do feel like there's nobody for you. But the small little things make you actually realize that there are a lot of people for you. So, how this topic came into my mind. So, right now I'm having vacations. So, back when I was in college, me and my friend, we were just walking. And what we saw, we were just talking casually. We were walking and we were chit-chatting like that. So, a group of guys, they were coming from the opposite side. And I was walking towards the side from which they were coming. So, you know, without saying anything, what he did, he didn't even push me towards the other side. He just himself came towards the side. And not in any way I'm trying to say that those boys had a bad intention or something. But what I'm trying to talk about is the pure good intention of my guy friend who was walking with me. He just came towards that side so that when they pass by, he's towards their side and I'm not. And that was, you know, that just hit me, and that's there in my mind since so long, because I find this a very sweet gesture, you know, whenever you are walking on the road as well. And it's not just about guy friends or something. No, I find it really sweet because, okay, disclaimer, I am a person who doesn't know how to walk, okay? On the road, I don't know how to cross a road and I don't know how to walk on the road. So if somebody, whenever we are walking on the road, and if somebody walks towards the side of the traffic and lets me walk on the other side, then I find it really sweet because, you know, it shows that they care about you. And I feel like there's a little bit of love hidden in there. And no, if you think, if in any sense you think that love is between a guy and a girl, that sort of theory, if you have that, that love can only exist between a guy and a girl, if there's something else, or the old theory of a guy and a girl can never be friends, then I'm sorry, but I can never agree with you, and you're wrong, because this is something that I call love, because when somebody cares about you, that's, I feel that is love for me, and it's my opinion, and I just wanted to share it with you, because, you know, if you'll also witness something, or if somebody would do it for you, then you'll realize they are caring for you. But, you know, that is what love is, I feel. When I come back from the hostel after a month, or even 2 to 3 weeks, and even without asking, my mom makes me the food that I love. Because this just happened recently when I came back from college and the vacations just started. So I came back home, and this time, usually what my mom does, she asks me what I want to eat a day before I have to come. This time she didn't ask me. So, and I also didn't pay attention to this. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So when I came home and I asked her what's for lunch, and she had cooked me my favorite meal. So yeah, I was really happy, and you know, that shows love. That is love for me. When my dad's in, and okay, now the next thing that I'm going to share, this is also, you know, everything you just, sometimes you see something and it hits you. Sometimes you just, it happens to you, and like, it's just your observation, how you notice things. So the next thing that I'm going to share is what I saw on Reels, and then it actually hit me that, yeah, it's actually true. So what is love? Love is when my dad sees me eating some fruit, and the next day he brings me that because he knows that I won't be eating that when I go back to college. And so he brings a lot of that fruit. So I feel so, that makes you feel special. That makes you feel somebody cares about you. That makes you feel like somebody loves you. So Next thing, we had this college fest and I was with my friends, and what I feel is love is care is when we were all of us were dancing in a group. And obviously if you are in college or if you've ever been to a fest or something, you'd know that when you dance there's a lot of like, it's super crowded, it's overcrowded, and nobody just, it's not that somebody is actually coming to push you. It happens though, but it's not always. It's just that everyone is having so much fun that they just, sometimes they don't just notice that they hit you or something. But what makes you feel good is, so we were dancing, and what happened that one of my friend, he just pulled me and he said, just remain in the inner circle, because he saw that there were guys who were just, you know, they were out of their senses or what. So he just sensed that they could hit me or something, and so he just pulled me towards the inner circle, and that care makes me feel like, yeah. That's, you know, these are some things that, one thing is that you just say that you love someone, but I feel like these unsaid things or these ways in which people show love to you, I find them way more special than somebody saying I love you and then, you know, just saying it. So these are some gestures that I find really sweet when I'm lying sick in the room, in the hostel room, and I'm missing home. And obviously, my roommate, when you're sick, I have realized that when you're sick, you miss your mom the most. I miss my mom the most, at least. And because the way she looks after me, she cares for me when I'm sick. Obviously, no one can match up to that. But what I feel, I feel really special when I'm sick, lying in the bed, and my roommate, she brings me food, she looks after me. So once I was really sick, and those were weekdays, so I couldn't come back home. So my mom was constantly calling and telling her, do this, do that, to make her feel better. And she was receiving all the calls and she was doing everything she could because she saw me cry in pain. So yeah, that made me feel like, you know, even if you feel that nobody is there for you, just at that time, just remember this. And sometimes while I'm talking and sometimes while I'm making these podcasts, I'm back in my mind, I'm teaching myself that I need to listen to this, because when it happens, because I can tell you a lot of things. My sister tells me this, that whenever it's about giving someone pep talk or whenever it's about motivating someone else, you're very good, you can do it. But whenever it comes to you, you underestimate yourself like nobody else, and you just overthink so much that you start feeling bad about the things that are actually, you know, you shouldn't be feeling so bad about it. There are my best friend, she lives in another country, so some days when I'm feeling very low, so I just say it to her, I just text her that there's no one and all of that. So she gets really offended and she tells me that you know, there are a lot of people that love you. And then this, I don't know, you know, if you're listening to this, then please don't be like me. Please, whenever you're upset or something, try to think about all the people that love you. Try to think about the people who show such sweet little gestures and make you feel special whenever you're having a rough day or you're having a casual, simple day, whatever. But, you know, try to notice these things, because the more you notice, the more you'll be able to remember them whenever you're feeling low or whenever you're feeling upset over maybe somebody did something wrong to you and you're feeling really upset. So these sweet little gestures would help you. My best friend, she, whenever I'm upset, I don't know what is this, how, she just senses it from the way I text, and she won't just stop asking me until I tell her what was actually bothering me. So, you know, that makes me feel that there are actually people that care about you. I'm sorry for someone who, even after listening to this or even after thinking about this, feels that there is nobody for you. I'm really sorry for you, but I'll still wish for you, and I'll still wish and I'll still pray that you find someone, there is someone for you who does these sweet little gestures. And there is a lot, you know, there are a lot of things that happen around us and we just don't notice them. Okay, so the next thing, my dog. Okay, this would be like a very, I don't know what kind of example, but yeah, my dog. Now, he can't even tell me that he loves me. If you are understanding what I'm trying to say, obviously he can't speak. He can't just tell me. So for him, it's just the gestures that he does. So one day, this I got to know from my mom. I was not even here, and my dad was pretty upset over something, and my mom was like, she was crying a little bit. And so my dog, he doesn't know, and that was so sweet. That touched my heart when he tried to comfort them in his own way. And he came to each one of them. He just kept his hand, his paw over them. And I felt like there is love in this world. Maybe it's not just about animals. It's not only about humans. It's like there is love. If you try to see it, maybe you'll find it. There is a lot. And some days we just forget about it because those are that kind of days. But we should not forget about them. This is getting like a very about me kind of chatter. But obviously, I can only state examples from my own life to make you feel. And because I just want you to, when you're listening to this and when you're listening to what happened with me or what gestures, you know, made me feel good, I just wanted to think about what gestures made you feel good. Because I feel like when somebody is talking to you about something, somewhere in your mind you also start thinking about it, like what like certain things of the same kind that maybe happened to you. So yeah, so something that my sister, she, whenever I'm in a hostel, so you know it happens, but like some days are not even about, you don't get a lot of time to talk. So one day I cried a lot, and I called her and I was crying a lot, and she's so sweet. She gets so worried about me. She gets so tensed, and then she'll call, like she doesn't know, like she'll try her best to console me, and I tell her, don't talk to mom or dad about it, about this. And but whenever she sees that, okay, she's, the concern that she shows me, the tension that I can hear in her voice, that makes me feel that she cares for me, she loves me. Whenever she goes out for shopping or something, there's never been a time when she didn't bring anything for me. And no, I'm not saying that she brings some big expensive gifts or something. No, some days she'll just bring me, you know, a pair of earrings. Because, and you know, that makes me feel like she thinks about me, she loves me, she cares for me. Every time I come back from hostel and she comes to meet me, because she's married, so she comes to meet me. So there's something that she brings for me. And I feel that this is like an moment, but okay, I feel really good about it. It's not that she's bringing me gifts, okay, that is, I'm someone who wants gifts or something. No, that's not the case. It's just that she went outside for herself and she was shopping for herself, and yet she brought me something. It can be a chocolate or maybe a pair of earrings or maybe some dress or something, anything it can be, but she thought about me. So when people think about you, okay, if there's someone who feels like, okay, she is being an attention seeker, please, I am not being an attention seeker, or I'm not that kind of a person. It's just that, you know, you feel good when somebody does these sweet little things for you. And if you're right now thinking about this, I hope if at least one instance comes to your mind when somebody did such a thing for you and it makes you smile. Because honestly, since the past 2-3 days, I've been thinking about making up this podcast. So my genuine intention was to make everyone think, whosoever is listening to this, to think about what happened to them, what made them feel loved, so that you can smile. I just want, I'm feeling like, no, I'm not any, I know nobody would be thinking like that, but okay, whatever. I'm not any angel or trying to do such thing. But yeah, I just wanted the people who are listening to this to smile for once. So yeah, I hope I was able to do that. And there's a lot that maybe I just couldn't talk about, or maybe there have been a lot of instances that I might not have even shared. But I hope what I did, what I talked about, would help anyone. Even if this episode brings a smile on one person's face, I think that would be enough for me. And no, I'm not saying that what I talked about will bring a smile for you on your face. Again, repeating, what I'm trying to say is, if you try and if you remember, if you're able to recall something that happened to you, something that somebody did for you that made you feel good, and not like a big party they threw for you, no, not like that, but yeah, if somebody did anything sweet that you found sweet, that was a little small little gesture, so, and that brings smile to your face, then my work here is done. And yeah, that's it for today. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you think about what question I asked. And I'll try to be back again soon with another podcast. Yeah, so till then, bye, take care.